Over 480 health workers have contracted COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, near 11% of cases recorded to date, according to the Minister of Health and Child Welfare. Those infected include doctors, laboratory scientists, nurses, nurse trainees, nurse aides, general workers, and pharmacists. Masimba Dean is the National Vice President of Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, ZHDA.
There is need, you know, to make them safe by providing adequate personal protective clothing, as well as incentivizing them with regards to remuneration.
Anele Bebe, a recent past Secretary General of ZHDA, says the situation in the country's hospitals is a powder keg.
Unfortunately, as you can see, that lots of health workers have already contracted the virus. 480 is a large number. So you must bear in mind that this 480 figure is for people who have been tested. We must also take this into perspective that probably we might see ourselves with very few health workers who will be going to work, because most of them will be in quarantine.
Nurses are the hardest hit, with 37% of the confirmed cases among health workers. Nurses have been on strike for nearly 2 months, demanding personal protective equipment and salary payment in US dollars. According to the City Health Department in Bulawayo, more than 100 nurses at Impilo Central and United Bulawayo hospitals have contracted the virus, forcing them into quarantine. Even though Siziba, Zimbabwe Nurses Association branch chair from Impilo, says that nurses are particularly vulnerable because they spend long hours with patients.
Instead, the supplies are going down. And if we check, like now, only a few nurses, especially those in the managerial task and those on probation, are the ones who are reporting for duty. You are just supplied one face mask a day. If you are like, you will get a plastic apron on top of that. So we still hope and pray for better supplies, especially in Bulawayo hospitals. Engucheni, if you go at Engucheni, you find that they are using makeshift gowns which are sewn in the laundry department, and those gowns, they are not autoclaved. They will be used maybe and reused throughout the week. If they are lucky to be washed, they are going to be washed maybe once or twice a week. We are not ready, actually, or we've lost control for this thing.
Siziba says that health workers use public transport, risking further spread of the virus in the community. Dr. Bebe agrees.
Lack of protective gear will affect everyone, from health workers to communities.
Bebe says that health workers feel let down by government, but he warns the public is not taking heed of public health measures, including lockdowns, putting frontline health workers at risk. He deplores what he says is a lackadaisical wearing of face masks. The doctor says that public education about COVID-19 must be as relentless as the public health communications at the onset of HIV/AIDS in the 1980s. He says the public needs clear information on issues ranging from how to care for COVID-19 patients at home to addressing the stigma attached to the new coronavirus. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo.